Kenosha Sports Extra, the podcast, high school football playoff edition with Tommy Watt. Tommy Watt, welcome back to Kenosha Sports Extra.
Hey, thanks, Hank. Looking forward to another week of some good football here. I'm definitely excited about all three of the games that we'll see this Friday.
Starting off, of course, the team that's had the most success in this area of the state, the Bradford Red Devils, will take on Oak Creek at Oak Creek in a rematch of an earlier game this year, of which Bradford really kind of handled Oak Creek here in Kenosha. How you feeling about the Devils' chances of advancing in this abbreviated playoff situation we find ourselves in?
Well, you know, Bradford, you know, by the numbers, should win this game without too much problems. But they haven't played in 2 weeks, you know, and they are, you know, they're progressing. But you know, I think now they wish they would have played that Franklin game, that extra game that they were offered, just to keep them rolling and keep the momentum going. But on the other hand, it gave them a chance to get healthy. They have their full starting lineup on both sides of the ball. They're healthy. I know that they're working on running the ball with power, and moved a couple new guys into the running back situation, including Crump, who's a phenomenal running back. So I would expect a solid running game out of Bradford. And Oak Creek, from my buddy that has a kid over at the Oak Creek team, the Ryan Kaiser, the freshman QB, they really are excited about this kid, and he's improving, and they think he could be a factor in this game to maybe bring home an upset.
Anytime you got a freshman at the high school level, I mean, it's rare. And I mean, it is rare. I mean, you may see a 6'8 freshman hooper, or, you know, girls volleyball player who's just an exceptional player, or, you know, running track is one thing, golf, tennis, maybe a little bit more of the individual sports, wrestling. Rare, and I do mean rare, to see any freshman anywhere playing at the high school level, just because of the maturation process. But to have one under center, that's really rare.
Especially at the Division I level. He's a special kid. Oak Creek believes in him, and we'll see what he can do Friday. I mean, the game was supposed to be at Bradford, but because of Kenosha's inability to work with the parents, they moved it to Oak Creek, where they're going to allow both the home and away parents to come and view, which is how it should be. But it stole a home game away from Bradford. But so, you know, that's tough, and you know, gives definitely an advantage to Oak Creek. If it's going to be enough, I kind of doubt it. You know, I'm excited to see Bradford just pound the ball, and I think they can out physical Oak Creek, which is in years past was almost impossible to do. But with this Bradford team and the youth of that Oak Creek team, I think that's what you're going to see. You're going to see pounding the rock with Brock Lampe, and should be a lot of fun.
Talking with Tommy Watt about high school football and the playoff situation that's coming up. And one last thing talking about Bradford, and then we'll move on. But, you know, it's kind of funny. You think about how you felt like after they played Franklin, and you're like, holy cow, they were right there, and maybe they even should have won. And then all of a sudden they play Tremper, and that first half isn't really great, but then they kind of put it together in the second half, but then they stumble a little bit. And you know, and then you know, the next game they're really dominant, and then the next game they're kind of really dominant, and it's like sooner or later you got to say, okay, well, for any faults and or weaknesses, this is a pretty good football team, and it just comes to the point where, like, I'm just excited to see what they can do. I don't expect a letdown. I'm not going to say anything, but that's a very good high school football team, and until I go out and prove everybody wrong, they're still by far the best football team in this corner of the state.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and, they've added a few wrinkles, which is interesting, talking with Coach Lynn and watching their last game. They run two fullbacks and a halfback in a very unusual formation that you really don't see. It's tough to stop. They outnumber you at the point of attack, and they move the other middle linebacker, opposite Brock Lampe, onto the offensive side of the ball. So he's about 6'1", and I can't remember his name, if you can help me, Hex.
Jari Jones?
Jari Jones is now as the second fullback.
Love that kid. What an effort guy, man. I've said it on this program a couple times. Brock gets any accolades he should get, he deserves, etc. But, man, Jari Jones is all over that field, too, man. That kid is special.
And now they have him in the backfield as the second fullback. So now you have Lampe and you have Jones coming at you. And they're opening holes that with this offset power eye. Basically, a power eye with a wing back, made famous by no other than Jeff Mielke. But they come at you with two steamrollers, and boy, it could be a really physical game. And I just, I wish this was a regular playoff year, because I really think Bradford has the horses this year that would really go deep. But you know what? They have to get past Oak Creek, and if they get past Oak Creek, then they have to play the winner of Marquette, Nicolai, and that would be that's going to be a great game either way as well. So the future is uncertain, but we'll see how the first game goes.
And actually, yeah, I'm never a look past the first game, but Bradford Marquette, how cool does that sound? I mean, both of us going to St. Joe's and knowing that Marquette was always, kind of the big boy on the block in the Metro Conference back in our day, and now, things have changed and they've gotten a little bit smaller, and you see sometimes they're down in Division II, then they're up into Division I, and I don't necessarily think that they're quite as dominant as they were back in the day, the Dick Basham era, but it's still Marquette, and they're still going to be well-prepared, well-coached. They're going to have talent. They're going to have more boys on their football team than most dudes got boys in their entire school, so they're going to have numbers. But Bradford Marquette, it's just two very unique opponents to one another, and I think that would be fantastic.
That will be a great game, and I honestly don't give Nicolay much of a chance. I think they're 1-4 on the season, and they don't play the level of competition that we see down here. But you got to play one game at a time, right, Hank?
We got Oak Creek, and that's all we're worried about. So Indian Trail has to play Maguanago. No easy task.
Yeah, Maguanago, I do have some friends that know kids on that team, and Maguanago, year in, year out, they're big and they are physical, and they come right at you. They run primarily the double wing veer, and it's going to be Indian Trail is going to have to bring their A game, and they're going to have to really get physical. And on the offensive side of the ball, they're going to have to use their speed. They're going to have to use their big wide receivers. They're going to have to run Argent Ismaili and do what got they did well against Tremper, and spread it out and let Ismaili run. And if they can they can keep McGuanago on their heels, and if they can keep them off balance and have some long sustained drives, hey, I've always said Indian Trail's sleeping giant, and they have not played their best football yet. This would be an ideal time to do so. But yeah, like we said, McGuanago is, they're massive and they are physical and they are, you know, they come right at you. So it'll be a really interesting matchup, and I look forward to seeing that as well.
And even stepping outside of the individual matchup, which again we believe will be a good one, but you get schools like McGuanago and Muskego and Marquette and Heartland Arrowhead. The one kind of underlying theme of it all is these folks prepare and expect to play football postseason. And if anything has come out of this entire season for hopefully the Kenosha area football teams, it's, you know, hey, we think we can compete. We're ready to compete. Let's play in the postseason. Let's play against teams that we've never played against before. And who cares? Let's go line it up and see who beats who. And, you know, a culture. And literally before the season started or right after the season started and we started this conversation and this angle of the podcast, it has always been, you know, let's try to change the culture to a winning culture, regardless of school. St. Joe's, Indian Trail, Christian Life, Shoreland, I don't care, whoever. I mean, it'd be great to just expect to win and say, we're going to win. We're going to let win a lot of games. We're going to expect to play in the postseason every single year. Because you know as well as anybody, you know, in the stretches that we've had in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with some of the good teams that we had, there was nothing better than watching those kids who went out there and expected to win and expected to play well and expected to play in the postseason.
Yeah, and you know, it's a culture that you know, certain areas have, you know, and you look at it's changed a little bit, you know. It's, for years, Arrowhead was unstoppable. And then, you know, for years you had Kimberly that was the team to beat. Now it's Muskego. You know, Muskego, I think it's they're on a 2 or 3 year state championship run. For Kenosha, you know, it starts at the youth level, and if we can get these kids to really buy into the programs and get these parents and coaches to really get the kids to buy in, we can change the culture in Kenosha. And I think we're doing that. I think we're heading in the right direction. It's still a long road to go. But that, like I said, that's another, that could be a whole nother radio show for us.
Once this is all said and done, we'll dedicate the last, and not the last, but we'll dedicate a complete show just to hammering the little guys and little gals or whoever's little that is playing football and go there. The one last game that we have to discuss is a matchup between two Kenosha schools, Kenosha St. Joe's versus Kenosha Christian Life. And Racine Lutheran already, we know, is awaiting the winner because they have already won by forfeit. Their first-round opponent, Dodgeland, has gone through some of the medical issues. So we already know that Racine Lutheran awaits the winner of Kenosha St. Joe's versus Kenosha Christian Life. And that's a beautiful thing that a couple of Kenosha schools are taking one another on to see how each other has progressed through the course of the year, and it guarantees that there'll be a Kenosha school at the second level of the playoffs, which is another good thing.
Absolutely. I really look forward to that game, and I, you know, it was not on the schedule, but I think it was a makeup game. St. Joe's had a real close game last week against Brookfield Catholic?
Yeah, I think it was Brookfield Academy. Yeah, Coach Rizzo sent me that. It was like 30-27 or something. It looked like a barn burner. The total offense was within like 10 yards. Like one team had just a little bit more. I think St. Joe's had a little more passing, and Brookfield Academy had a little bit more running. And it was a back-and-forth game. That's a shame we all didn't get a chance to see that one.
Yeah,
So the second season is upon us here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Bradford, again, Oak Creek, the winner to potentially, we would assume, play Marquette. St. Joe's versus Kenosha Christian Life, the definite winner goes to Racine Lutheran. And Indian Trail has a big match ahead of them in a game against Maguanago. So three games coming up. It's the second season, Watt. I like our chances to have at least two of the three people going. And if we get lucky, and as you've called the sleeping giant at Indian Trail, finally puts it all together and pulls the big upset, wouldn't it be glorious if we could go 3-0 this weekend for whatever playoff football you got with, unfortunately, one of the Kenosha teams bowing out?
Absolutely. And I believe winner of the Indian Trail, Maguanago, gets to play Muskego. And so that's a great prize to go up against the returning state champion. So that could be a lot of fun if IT can pull this one out. And I fully expect Bradford to win. I really do. And of course, we win either way if St. Joe's or Christian Life, both Kenosha teams, win. We win either way. We get to watch another Kenosha team next week up against Racine Lutheran. So that'd be great.
And let's face it, Watt, we're nothing but a couple of homers. You know that.
Absolutely. We bleed Kenosha. So that's what we'd like to see. We want three more games next week. And again, it's a shame we're not in a regular playoff format. But we did the best we could with what God gave us this season, and I'm happy the kids were able to get something to play at least. And it's been fun.
Tommy Watt, great stuff as usual. We'll circle back next week and hopefully have some great news about a lot of victories for the Kenosha schools. Excellent stuff as usual, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Take care, pal. Bye-bye.